This is Brian, and you're listening to Bringlese Daily. Welcome back. Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome back. Come state oggi? Spero benissimo come al solito. Happy Tuesday. And by the way, today is March 19th, 2024. Thank you for joining me for another brand new episode of Bringlese Daily. And guys, you know the drill, you know how it works. Let's begin with a translation challenge. How would you say the following sentence in English? It's actually a question. Per ottenere la pace, la guerra è necessaria? Let me say that again. Per ottenere la pace, la guerra è necessaria? So there are a couple interesting elements about that sentence and question. Good luck to all of you. And of course, at the end of the episode, I'm going to explain how I would say that in English. And with that being said, let's begin today's one big thing. So, are you guys familiar with the Nobel Peace Prize? It's a very prestigious, important award given to someone who makes a very positive impact, usually in the scientific community, but not only science, they also have artistic awards that are given as Nobel Peace Prize. And in the history of this award, it has only been declined one time. When I say declined, I mean someone won the Nobel Peace Prize. Someone was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize, but that person said, no, thank you. I cannot accept this. That happened one time in the history of the Nobel Peace Prize. And that time was in 1973. So let me give you a little bit of background on why it was declined and what exactly happened. In the year 1973, the Vietnam War was taking place. And the Vietnam War was, of course, a war between Northern Vietnam and Southern Vietnam, and the United States, as it often does, became part of this war, and they were supporting South Vietnam. There were people negotiating the Vietnamese War. Of course, no one wants war to happen. We want to save lives, not end lives. So the American representative was a man named Henry Kissinger. And his counterpart, representing North Vietnam, was a man named Lê Duc Tho. He has a Vietnamese name, so of course my pronunciation is not good by any means. And these two men were negotiating a ceasefire. Or in other words, they were negotiating a way to end the Vietnamese War. So in October of 1972, these talks had been going on for a while, and Henry Kissinger, representing South Vietnam and the United States, said, peace is at hand, meaning peace is very close, peace is coming soon. And so just a few months later, in January of 1973, the Paris Peace Accords were signed. The Paris Peace Accords were an agreement that said the war in Vietnam will come to an end. Henry Kissinger signed this agreement. Lê Duc Tho signed this agreement. And it seemed like the war would end very soon. The problem is that before the soldiers could be withdrawn from Vietnam, fighting and battle actually started again. So everything seemed positive. The fighting stopped. just briefly, all they needed to do was pull out the soldiers from the country, but it didn't happen fast enough, and the fighting began again. So the war didn't end. So it's funny because North Vietnam and South Vietnam, which included the United States, had come to an agreement, but unfortunately, the agreement did not last long. But in any case, that same year, months and months later, in October of 1973, 1 year after Henry Kissinger said, "Peace is almost here," the Nobel Peace Prize Committee decided to give the award to Kissinger and Lee Dirk To. But as you can now understand, nothing was truly accomplished. Yes, they originally agreed to end the war, but that agreement only lasted a few months. It never became official. And even though they had the right intentions, they wanted peace, not war, they were not successful. Despite that, the Norwegian Nobel Committee, the people who award the Peace Prize, wanted to give it to these two negotiators, and Lee Dirk To declined to accept it, and Henry Kissinger did not even want to come to accept the prize. He did accept the prize, but he accepted it in absence. He was afraid that if he were to accept it in person, there would be anti-war protesters at the event. So he accepted the award, but he did it in absence. He did not want to be targeted by protesters. And that is the story of the only Nobel Peace Prize that wasn't accepted. Kind of interesting. And by the way, that's 2 days in a row where the topic is related to war. Tomorrow, we will obviously take a break from that. But let's continue with today's question of the day. And we're talking about making an impact in society, making a positive change. Today's question of the day is, how do you want to contribute something to society? So this is a pretty profound question because a lot of people talk about the purpose of life. Why are we here? What are we doing? And some people find purpose in religion or in family, or people create their own purposes of life. And in a way, I've done that as well. And one of my purposes in life is to make an impact in society. Of course, I want it to be a positive impact. There are easy ways to make a negative impact. For example, if you're a killer, you can definitely make an impact in society very easily too. But of course, I don't want to do that. I want to make a positive impact. And I think some of you guys know where this is going. My positive impact, it might seem small on a global scale, but I want to help Italian people learn English. And that's also why I make these podcast episodes. So this became one of my life purposes actually back in 2013. And that's when I came to Italy for the first time. And it was very funny because my Italian was getting better and better and better. And at the same time, I was realizing how important English was for the Italian people. So it was kind of ironic because me, as a native English speaker, I was learning a language that's not really necessary in the world, Italian. You can live a life you can travel completely fine without Italian. But English, on the other hand, is very important. And if you want to travel, or if you like the internet, or for a million reasons, English is necessary. So I was feeling funny because I learned Italian pretty well, and I heard so many Italians say, "Oh Dio, devo imparare l'inglese." And I was thinking, I learned your language, you can certainly learn mine. And in that period, this new purpose of my life was born. And so now, here we are, 10, 11 years later, and I have an entire business dedicated to helping Italians learn English. I've made so many YouTube videos. I'm making this podcast now. And I'm not claiming that I can help every single Italian, but if I can help a few Italians, if I can overall improve, even if it's 1%, Italians are 45% good at English. At the end of the day, I want them to be 46%. I just want to contribute something positive to society, and I'm doing that by helping Italians learn English, which is a very important language. So that's how I want to contribute something to society. I'm curious about you guys, if you feel the desire to do this. If you don't, that's completely fine as well. But that's my answer. And let's finish today's episode with the translation challenge. Let me remind you, the sentence is, per ottenere la pace, la guerra è necessaria. And the second part of that sentence is a question. Per ottenere la pace, la guerra è necessaria. So guys, I was just mentioning it, but I have an English school online. That is my business. It's called Bringlaze Academy. Check it out at bringlaze.com if you want to become my student. And you can even start for free without your credit card or anything. Bringlaze.com. And the answer to today's translation challenge is, in order to get peace, is war necessary? Okay, let's talk about this. Per ottenere, I said, in order to get. Purpose verbs, I verbi con per fare, per capire, per ottenere. In English, we just say to get peace. The other option is in order to get peace. And I used it here. It's common at the beginning of a sentence. Per ottenere la pace, in order to get peace, ottenere, get, pace, peace. And then we have the question. La guerra è necessaria. Is war necessary? Non c'è bisogno di the, solo war, va bene. And essere, to be, is our auxiliary verb. Let's start questions with an auxiliary verb. Is war necessary? So the entire sentence is, in order to get peace, is war necessary? And that is today's translation challenge. So guys, happy Tuesday. Join me again in about 24 hours for Wednesday's brand new episode. I think that one will be really interesting. And thank you again for listening today. I will talk to you all very, very soon. And as always, peace.